There's someone in your life who's really struggling right now. They're feeling super unsure and kind of on edge, but it's not about anything you've done. They're just dealing with a lot of personal fears, stress, and worries. This person is finding it really hard to open up, especially when it comes to their feelings and relationships. To break it down, they're going through a lot of inner drama. Their thoughts and emotions are all over the place, so they're putting up walls to protect themselves. They're acting defensive because they're scared of getting hurt or disappointed again. That fear is making them shut down and not show how they really feel. They're also feeling pretty down and hurt because things between you two didn't go as planned. What's interesting is that in the past, they might have acted like they were fine or didn't care much. But now, it's clear that they're really feeling the pain. They realize they messed up and didn't handle things well, and that regret is hitting them hard. They're definitely sad about how things turned out. There was someone else mixed up in this whole situation, which probably made things even messier. This third person added more confusion and stress for everyone involved. But through all of that, the person you're thinking about has come to a big realization. No one compares to you. They've looked at others and figured out that no one else brings the same kind of positive vibes, kindness, generosity, and grace into their life like you do. This is a huge deal because it shows they finally see how special you are and what you uniquely bring into their life. Now they're realizing just how much you stand out. They picture you living your best life, having fun, going out, and being someone everyone wants to be around. In their mind, you're the one everyone wants to date, spend time with, and give their attention to. This is because they're finally recognizing your worth and feeling a deep connection with you that they haven't felt with anyone else. When they think of you, it's all good thoughts. They can't shake the feeling that you're someone really special, and they believe others see that too. They imagine everyone wanting to talk to you, be close to you, and give you their time and energy. They've come to understand that you're someone who's worth a lot, and if they want to be part of your life again, they'll need to put in some serious effort. You've got them feeling all sorts of nervous because, honestly, they've never experienced emotions this intense for anyone else before. It's like they've got this burning urge inside to step up, to say something or make a move, but at the same time, the strength and confidence you show kind of throw them off balance. They're a bit shook because you're not like anyone they've ever known, and that's both exciting and intimidating for them. You're the type who's always pushing yourself to the next level, never settling, never making excuses. You're out there, hustling, doing your best, and that's something they can't help but admire. But it also makes them nervous as hell because they see how amazing you are, and it feels like they're facing this massive uphill battle just to get on your level. They're scared because these feelings are all new to them, and they can't shake the fear that maybe they've already messed things up. The big question on their mind is, can I fix this? Is it too late? They're in a tough spot, feeling heartbroken and stuck in their thoughts about you, day and night. It's like you're always on their mind, and they're constantly wondering if they can somehow make their way back into your life. But the fear of rejection is real for them, and it's eating them up inside. They keep questioning whether you'd even take them back after everything that's happened, or if you're just done with them for good. After all the chaos and heartbreak, they've finally had a moment of clarity. They've realized that you're the one they need, the person they want to be with. They want to move forward with you, but now they're worried they've come to this realization too late. They're questioning if they've reached a dead end, wondering if you'll even give them another chance after all the pain they've caused. It's kind of ironic because for someone who's pretty good at causing pain, they're completely terrified of facing it themselves. The idea of you rejecting them is something they can't handle, even though they know they might deserve it. They've come to see that you were the right person for them all along, and now they're just hoping it's not too late to make things right. They struggle with the need for control. While they aren't a bad person, they find it hard to let go of control. It's something their ego can't easily accept. This need for control stems from their childhood, where they often felt powerless and out of control. Now they see others vying for your attention, and they feel like everyone is competing for your time and energy. This only adds to their anxiety about whether they still have a chance with you. Right now, they're feeling really down about themselves. Their self-confidence and self-esteem are very low, and they feel weak and unhappy. They don't feel good about who they are or how they measure up. In contrast, they see you as someone who is powerful, loving, nurturing, caring, and generous. They believe you're everything they're not, and this makes them feel even worse. They miss you a lot and feel deeply regretful about how they've treated you. They're not content or happy with themselves and are angry and disappointed in their own behavior. At this moment, they're stuck in a phase where they feel sorry for themselves, and this self-pity is holding them back. Even though they are heartbroken over you, they're mainly focused on feeling sorry for themselves right now. However, this phase won't last forever. Eventually, they'll move through these emotions and start thinking about how to come back into your life. They'll begin to fear losing you more than they fear rejection or losing control. They need to go through this period of self-pity to reach a point where they realize what they've lost and understand the importance of making things right. Right now, they're just afraid you'll reject them, but as they work through their feelings, they'll likely become more determined to reconnect with you. They now feel like you must be really popular and living your best life. Interestingly, there was a time when you might have thought the same about them, especially when things between you two weren't going well. You probably went through a phase where you imagined them having an amazing life without you, going out, having fun, and enjoying everything. It's a normal feeling to think you're missing out on something when you really want it. For example, if you weren't invited to a party you were excited about, you might imagine it's the best party ever and feel like you're missing out. But in reality, the party might not have been that great, and the people there might have been unhappy or missed you. What's happening now is that the situation has flipped. The roles have reversed, and they see you as the one living an amazing life. They feel like you're up here, while they feel like they're down there, which is a big shift from how things were before. This change in how they view you is significant. They might be realizing that they missed out on something important, and now they see you as someone who is truly living life to the fullest. This shift in perspective is powerful and has likely made them rethink a lot about their past decisions and feelings toward you. Right now, they're going through a difficult time emotionally and mentally. They feel very low, dealing with anxiety, stress, and sleep problems, which are affecting their overall well-being. They regret how they treated you, but it's essential to remember that your value has always been there. It's normal to feel sad about things that didn't turn out the way you hoped, but it's becoming clear that they now see how important you are to them. However, they're starting to fear that it might be too late to make things right. Here's the challenge. If you were to reach out to them right now, especially if you haven't been in contact, and express your feelings, it might overwhelm them. They could feel pressured or caught off guard by your approach. It's important to allow them the time and space to come to you when they're ready. They need to process their emotions and understand their feelings on their own. If you try to reconnect too quickly, while they're still working through their own struggles, it might push them away. It's better to be patient and let them take the lead in reaching out when the time feels right for them, rather than trying to force the situation. It's important to let them make the move toward you. That's the best approach. If you keep feeling like you need to be the one to push things forward or handle everything in a specific way, you'll likely face more resistance and frustration. You might start to feel like they're not on the same page as you. It's best to step back and let them come to you. They need to put in the effort and show that they're willing to work for the relationship. If you're always the one taking the initiative, it creates an imbalance. They might start to rely on you to do everything, which isn't healthy for either of you. They need to show that they're invested too. You shouldn't have to do all the work. You're not their servant or caretaker. You're an equal partner, and they need to treat you as such. You deserve to be in a relationship where both people are making an effort. They may have some fears about the relationship because they don't want it to end up like their past relationships that didn't work out. This can make them hesitant, but it's something they need to work through on their own. It's not your job to fix everything. They need to come to terms with their own feelings and put in the effort if they want the relationship to succeed. They worry about what might happen if things don't progress the way they hope. This fear makes them feel overwhelmed. But this isn't your fault. They have a lot of personal healing to do, and it's something they need to work through on their own. In time, they'll be ready to face these challenges, even though right now it feels like too much for them to handle. They want to reach the top, but they're scared of the climb. They do want a relationship with you, but they also know they need to put in the effort to make it happen. They can't just expect everything to come easily. They've had things handed to them before, but now they're realizing they need to work for what they want. They need to learn, grow, and become better on their own. It's important to let them do this on their own. You can't always be the one guiding them through everything. They need to take responsibility and make progress by themselves. They don't want you to move on, even though they might feel like you already have. They really hope you don't hate them for how they've treated you, and they're worried about whether you'll accept them when they finally come to you. Sometimes they can be too laid back, hoping you'll still be there waiting, but they also fear that might not be the case. They think you must be doing something or waiting in some way. If you found this helpful, please remember to like the video and subscribe to my channel if you haven't already. Take care, everyone.